So just one ha'ara, and again, in the spirit of yesterday's raid, which is not necessarily raid that's related to Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel, but really raid that's negeya all the sugyas that we're learning very much me inyan le inyan ba'ose inyan. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What the Torah meant when it says basukos teishvu shivas yomim. So one of the most fundamental mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit is that on Sukkot, for 7 days, a Yid has to live in a Sukkah. Say midiras kva, and enter diras hara. And the Torah says, the reason we do that is because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, basukos hoishavti es b'nei Yisrael. And amazingly, there wasn't a clear Messiah what that even meant. So this is from the most fundamental mitzvahs in the Torah. It's one of the defining mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit. And there was a machlokes amongst the Chachmei HaTalmud. They weren't 100% sure what the Torah even meant when it said, Ki basukos hoishavti es b'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, that even though it says in the Torah, basukos didn't really mean sukkos, but rather what it was a reference to was Anani HaKovid. And when the Eden left Mitzrayim, they were zoicha to many miracles. One of them was the Anani HaKovid. And the Torah says that because the Eden had Anani HaKovid, they left Mitzrayim. So it's for that reason we should sit in a sukkah. Now, even though the sukkah is not Anani HaKovid, but what are we going to do? We don't have Anani HaKovid, so we try our best, and we have schach that resembles Anani HaKovid. It's a davar shekidulim in ha'aretz, ve'idyalim in ha'aretz. It's a davar shein mekabel tumah, just like clouds are not mekabel tumah. But the point is, Rabbi Eliezer said, we sit in a sukkah zeichel Anani HaKovid. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it says in the Torah, ki basukos hoishavti. It doesn't say banane HaKovid. It says basukos. And if that's the case, what does it mean? Sukkos mamish. And this must be a zecher. It must be a way of us remembering the fact that when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't have houses. Where did we sleep? Where did we eat? Where did we drink? It was in a sukkah. And because the Yidden of Mitzrayim, for all those years, decades, lived in sukkahs, we remember the fact that we once lived in a sukkah in the Midbar. But for 7 days, every single Yid leaves his house and he lives in a sukkah in the same exact way that the Yidden lived in a sukkah. The Torah, right in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, in Simen Tov Reish Chafeh, and the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, Simen Tov Reish Chafeh, and Rashi and Chumash, and the Ramban al HaTorah, they all say that the reason we sit in a sukkah is Zeichel Anani HaKovid. In other words, the Rishonim and the Poskim, all Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and not like Rabbi Akiva, they Paskin that we sit in a sukkah Zeichel Anani HaKovid, and not Sukkah's Mamish. And the Kasha that all the Achroinim struggle to understand is we know the rule. In fact, two rules. Whenever there's a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva mech and chaveroi, we pasken like Rabbi Akiva. Halachak Rabbi Akiva mech chaveroi. It's one of the klali hashas, as mentioned in Masechtas Erev and Daf Mem Vamam Beis. But there's an even better rule, and that is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Whenever there's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and anybody, we always pasken like anybody. We never pasken like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer's halachis will put in chayim. So if that's the case, frek the prima godim and the aruch laner and all the gedolei achroinim that I don't understand. Why did all the and really the Rishonim say that why do we sit in a sukkah zeicher l'anani HaKovid like Rabbi Eliezer? L'chayr it's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and if it's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, the halacha always is like Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha is never like Rabbi Eliezer. So there's two reasons that we should pass like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Eliezer. So I was thinking, and could be this is emes al derech hapshat. If you look in the Targum Unkelis, Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. On the pasuk L'man Yedu Deirei Seichem Ki Vasukos Hoishavti Es B'nei Yisroel Boitzio Oisam Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Unkelis Bedil De Yidun Dareichon. So like this, the future generations will know. Arei B'metalas Anonim Oisavis Yos B'nei Yisroel. The future generations should know that what happened when the Yidun left Mitzrayim? B'metalas Anonim Oisavis. In other words, the Unkelis says, where Rabbi Eliezer said in Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that the reason we sit in a sukkah is L'man Yedu Deirisechen, then when the Yidun left Mitzrayim, they were Zoicha to Anani HaKovid. And the truth is, it's very, very geschmack. Because the Gemara says, "Amigil daf gimel amid aleph." Amar Rabbi Yirmi Yavitem Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Targum Shal Torah. Who wrote the Targum Shal Torah? Unkelis Ager Amru. Unkelis Ager did it. But he had a Rebbe Who was his Rebbe? Mipi Rebbe Eliezer v'Rebbe Yeshua. He was Mekabelit from Rebbe Eliezer v'Rebbe Yeshua. So my Muschel Rishon was Gevaldig. It's Rebbe Eliezer l'shitasoi. Rebbe Eliezer that says in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis that why do we sit in a Sukkah Mayedu? There's a Sukkah Seif Shavti Zekel Anani Yaakovit. That's the Onkelis. The Onkelis says B'metalas Anonim Oysevis, which is in Lashon Kodesh Zekel Anani Yaakovit. So it's Mamish Rebbe Eliezer l'shitasoi. But if that's the case, it's better. Because not just Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. For Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitem Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Targum, Shotar, Unkel Zager, Amr Rabbi Pir, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That means this sheet of Zeichel Anani Yaakov, is not just sheet as Rabbi Eliezer. It's also sheet as Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, if it's also sheet as Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Gevaldik. Because Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, that's true. But Rabbi Yeshua is not Shamuti. So if it's Rabbi Eliezer, connected to Chacham, we can't pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. But if it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, why can't we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is not Shamuti. If it's Rabbi Eliezer and Chanami, Alzen Nema, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. But now he has Rabbi Yeshua, that's Misayele. And regarding the Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, so we know that the Rishonim say Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, the Loi Mechaveroi. Now the truth is, the Taz in a few places says Mechaveroi, the Afilu Mechaveroi, the Yad Malachi asks a bunch of kashas. We have a rate bite on this somewhere. But the point is the Pashas is not that way. It's Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, the Loi Mechaveroi. Simple as Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, number one. Number two, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi. But this wasn't a one on one. This was a one on two. This was Rabbi Akiva Keneged, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And by the way, it's not Rabbi Akiva Keneged Chaveroi. It's Rabbi Akiva Keneged Rabov, because Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Muvik, and Rabbi Yeshua was also one of the Rebbes of Rabbi Akiva. So you don't have the Aloch of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, because you also have Rabbi Yeshua. You don't have the Aloch of Aloch Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, because number one, it's Chaveroi. Number two, it's even his Rebbes, so maybe that's another reason why you wouldn't have the Kav. But the bottom line is, it's beautiful. And that's why Rashi and the Ramban and all the Rishonim and Chumash, and that's why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin that the Aloch is like Rabbi Eliezer, Zeichel Anani Yaakovin, and not like Rabbi Akiva Sukkos Mamish. But I found a beautiful Mara Makim in the Shailas Tshuvas Arugas Aboisim. So the Arugas Aboisim was Rav Moshe Greenwald. He was the Av Bezdin of Chist. And the Heilige Arugas Aboisim, and this is an Eruch Chaim, it's a Simen Kuf Peiches. So he starts with this Kasha, that what's Pshat, that the Rishonim and the Poskim all paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, Zeichel Anani Yaakovit. Why didn't they paskin like Rabbi Akiva, Sukkos Mamish? And he says a beautiful teretz. He says that we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, that there was a major, major machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. It was Negeya, a very obscure area in Halacha, a certain oven. It's Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah, how you metire it. What's known as the Tanur Achnoi. And Rabbi Eliezer held one way and the Chum held another way. And they were going back and forth. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. He said, Shemayim Va'oretz should say Eidos that I'm right. Koisle Beis Medrash. And he started making Moifsim like the world had never seen. And these were seemingly Rayas Beruros to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chum weren't as well. They said, I don't care, so you made Moifsim. Doesn't mean you're right. In Lomdis, you're still wrong. That's what they told Rabbi Eliezer. Finally, he said, in Shemayim, there's going to be a Baskel. Watch. And all of a sudden, a Baskel came out and said, Halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer. And Chama said, Baskel? No, Eimashkichim a Baskel. Tayre Leiba Shemayimi. And they fifed on the whole Baskel. And not just that, because of the fact that Rabbi Eliezer put up such a big fight, that's when Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti. And that's the Pashup Shad of why we never Baskel Rabbi Eliezer, because he physically wasn't Cherim, and his halachis weren't Cherim. And that's why the halach is never like Rabbi Eliezer. So said that Rugas Aboysen. It's Mashra from that Gemara that really the Baskel said halach Rabbi Eliezer, as if to say Rabbi Eliezer is right. Norvos. At the end of the day, when it comes to halacha, you don't paskin a shiloh based on a nevuah. You don't paskin a shiloh based on what the Urim V'tumim says. You don't paskin a shiloh based on a baskel. But you want to know, klape shmaya, pun intended, galya, who is right? Rabbi Eliezer was right. Narvas in halacha, toira leba shamayimi. So the Arugas Aboisim said that where it's negeya halacha l'maisa, if it's a shayla v'tan rachnoi, if it's a machloikis and shas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. Because even though the Baskel said, Halacha k'Rav Eliezer, in mashkichim a Baskel. Al zeh ne'emar Torah le'ev shamayim. We don't paskin shaylas based on Baskels. But over here, this wasn't a shayla in Halacha. This is a question of why do we sit in a sukkah? This is a whole different discussion. Do we sit in a sukkah because we once had Anani HaKovit? Or do we sit in a sukkah because we once had sukkahs mamish? This is not a shayla in Halacha. This is a shayla mitzias of what exactly happened. And because it's a shayla mitzias, so al zeh ne'emar. The Baskel of Halachic Rebbe Eliezer. That's why here we pass on Rebbe Eliezer. And that's why over here, the Halachic like Rebbe Eliezer is Eichel Anani HaKovet. That's what the Arugas HaBoisim said. But the Arugas HaBoisim said, I have one problem with this. And that is, it's not so poshut that this Machloikis from Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is not Negeya Halachic Lamaisa. And for this, we need to take a step backwards and really start this raid bite all over again. From a different angle. And that is the Mechaber in the beginning of Simen Tov Reish Chaf Hei. And the Torah in the beginning of Simen Tov Reish Chaf Hei give a whole explanation, very long in the Torah, very short in the Mechaber, of why it is we sit in a sukkah. We sit in a sukkah, Secher Lanane Yaakovid, because when we left Mitzrayim, and it's literally a Musar Shmuz. You start Hilchas Sukkah, it's like what you would expect to see when you start Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, or Hilchas Aser Simei Tshuva, Hilchas Yom Kippur, Hilchas Elul. This is like a whole Musar Shmuz right here in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. And the Bach asks, he says he doesn't understand why the Torah got so lengthy and wordy as it relates to the halacha as it relates to why we sit in a sukkah. The Torah is a halacha sefer. It's not a machshava sefer. It's not a chumash sefer. It's not a musa sefer. It's a halacha sefer. And he says, it's not a gayla halacha. Why we even sit in a sukkah? So number one, I don't know why the Torah had to even say that we sit in a sukkah. Zeichel Anani HaKovet. And he certainly didn't have to flesh out exactly all the nuances of what it is and what the reason is that we sit in a sukkah. So Zok the Bach must be, if the Torah had such an arichos, he's coming to teach us an halacha. So what's the halacha he's coming to teach us? So the Torah says, I'm going to tell you a very, very big chiddush. He says, the truth is that this is not the only place in Shulchan Aruch that the Torah did this. He said, I found in two other places that the Torah did it. In Simen Ches, right in the beginning of Eruch Chaim, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Tzitzis, the Torah does the same thing. Gives a whole explanation of why you wear tzitzis and what your mindset is supposed to be when you put on tzitzis. In Simen Chafei and Hilchis Tfilin, the Torah did the same exact thing. In other words, there are three times, said the Bach, that the Torah went off on a tangent explaining the Tamid HaMitzvah. Simen Ches regarding tzitzis, Simen Chafei regarding Tfilin, and Simen Tov Reish Chafei with regards to the halachas of Sukkah. So says the Bach, you know what those three things have in common? If you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, by all three of those things, it says in the Torah the word Laman. Regarding Sukkah, it says, Laman yedu dayreiseichem ki besukkah seishavti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. By the mitzvah of tzitzis, it says, Laman tizkiru. Right? What are you with tzitzis? And by the mitzvah of tefillin, it says, Laman tia toiras Hashem b'ficha. Says the Bach, the Tur held that the word Laman means that when you do the mitzvah, you have to understand why it is you're doing the mitzvah. Laman yedu dayreiseichem is a halacha. You have to know, you sit in a sukkah, and when you sit in the sukkah, the dafs listen why you're sitting in a sukkah. When you put on tzitzis, once the Torah says the word Laman, it's Laman tizkiru. You have to know that tzitzis is Tchelis is doimel yam, yam's doimel rakia, and it's supposed to remind you schartim is kol mitzvah Hashem. And when a person puts on tefillin, he has to know what tefillin's all about. Laman tia teres Hashem bevicha. But the magic word is the word Laman. So says the Bach, the reason the Torah said what he said is not because he wanted to give us a musar shmuz. The reason the Torah said what he said is because it's halacha lamaisa. You have to know why you sit in a sukkah. You sit in a sukkah, zeichel anani HaKovet. And it's negeya to know that because you have to have kavanah. When you sit in the sukkah, you have to know Zeichel Anani HaKovet. It says that Rukas HaBoisim says it's a very nice shtickle Torah. That maybe the only time we have the idea that Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti based on Torah Leib HaShamayim, maybe that's only true when it's Negei Halacha L'maisa. But although at first glance it seems like the reason we sit in a sukkah is not Negei Halacha L'maisa, but really it is Negei Halacha L'maisa. It's the Bach in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, where the Bach says that the reason the Torah spoke so much about it is because it's very Negei Halacha L'maisa. Because it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Dereiseichem, and L'man Yedu Dereiseichem means that it actually is Halacha L'maisa. So the truth is, this Bach is a very, very important Halacha, and this is Mamish Halacha L'maisa, Hilchas Sukkah 101, and it's worth just talking a little bit about the Bach, and then we'll bring it all together full circle. So the Bach said a chiddush. He said that when it comes to the three mitzvahs that it says in Torah Laman, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, You have to know why it is you're doing the mitzvah. Now, just to appreciate what the Bach is trying to say, let's take a step backwards for a second. We know there's a machloikis in Shas. Mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, or mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavana. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei, other places in Shas, there were those that held mitzvah tzrichas kavana. For a person to be yotze a mitzvah, it's not enough you do the mitzvah. You have to have kavana while you're doing the mitzvah, that you're doing what you're doing, l'shei mitzvah. So, you sit down to eat matzah by the Leila Seder, hinini muchan umzum l'kayim mitzvahs esed eiraisa shal achilas matzah. You're taking dalad minim, hinini muchan umzum l'kayim mitzvahs esed eiraisa shal dalad minim. When you do a mitzvah, it's not enough you do the maisa ha-mitzvah, the physical act, but there's a certain chelek of avodah shebelev. You have to have a kavana that we're doing as a mitzvah. That's the man dama that holds mitzvah srichas kavana. The man dama that holds mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana says no. L'katchila, of course, but at the same time, what the Torah wants you to do is to behave a certain way. And as long as you eat matzah at the Leil HaSeder, and you take dalet minim on sukkahs, so that in of itself is going to be enough for you to be able to fulfill your mitzvah. So mitzvah srichas kavanah says, not enough you do the mitzvah, you also have to have the right machshava. Mitzvah srichas kavanah says, as long as you do the mitzvah, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So what are we paskin? So it's a little bit unclear. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Samach, this is in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, says, Yesh oimer mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, v'yesh oimer mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha. So after you learn the whole sugya, so you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, and then it says v'chein halacha. It's not even clear what the v'chein halacha is referring to. But if you look in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim, Reb Kiveiga, they all seem to say that the Mechaber seems to be paskening v'chein halacha on the second thing that he said, and that is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Which means in order to be yotze mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana, you have to know what it is you're doing. Now, Mishnah Berurah speaks out, if that's the case, we're all in trouble. Because that means anytime a person ever did a mitzvah, you say, Kriyas Shema, you put on tefillin, you put on... Anytime you do a mitzvah, if you didn't have the right kavana before you did the mitzvah, you're not going to be yotze. So there's a chayi adam that saves the day. Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but the chayi adam said that it depends. If when you do a mitzvah, it's so obvious to the innocent bystander that the only reason you're doing this is because it says in the Torah you should do it. You take dalad minim on sukkahs. Why in the world would you be taking dalad minim and this esrig, spend all this money, go to shul, and suddenly it must be because you observe the Old Testament, you observe the Torah, and it says, So when it's so nicker, it's so obvious that what you're doing is l'shei mitzvah, over there, it's poshit, it's understood, it's implied, there's like a stumble of shema, that what you're doing is l'shei mitzvah, and if that's the case, it's going to be okay. So again, machloikis and shas, mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. We seem to bask in mitzvah srichas kavana, but there's also the etza, and really the lifeline of the chayadam that said that if it's nicker and obvious what you're doing, it's going to be okay. So with that background, you understand the Bach a little bit better. Kumtz again, the Bach, and the Bach is saying, number one, this machlokes whether mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, that's true for 612 out of the 613 mitzvahs. Only mitzvahs I say it's right. But it's only negeyah, it's negeyah all the mitzvahs for three. It's not negeyah sukkah, it's not negeyah tzitz, it's not negeyah tzon. Because over there, everybody's going to hold mitzvah srichas kavana. Because it says leman, leman yedu der yisechem, leman tizkaru, leman tiyatar yisechem bevicha. And be that it says leman over there, everybody's going to agree that taloch is that mitzvah srichas kavana. That's number one. Number two, says the Bach, that as it relates to what kind of kavana you have to have, there too there's a chiddush. Because even the man dama that holds mitzvah srichas kavana. So what does that mean? That means you take your dalad minim, you have to have in mind that what I'm doing is l'shem mitzvah's dalad minim. There's a kavana that I have to have that what I'm doing is l'shem mitzvah. Over here it's not enough that I have in mind l'shem mitzvah. Over here, you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. You have to open up a Sefer HaChinuch. You have to look in the Rambam's Meir Nevoichim. You have to know the Tam HaMitzvah. L'man yedu d'reiseichel kibesukas teshafti. Meaning, if all you the Bach meant was mitzvah srichas kavana, so what's the kavana you have to have? I have to know that what I'm doing l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Why you sit in a sukkah? I don't know. That's for people that learn the Meira. What's have to do with me? No, here the Torah said l'man yedu d'reiseichel kibesukas teshafti. And zok the Torah anani yakovin. And zok the Bach, the Torah brought it because it's negeyah the halach of kavana. Because over here it's not enough that you just have kavana to do a mitzvah. You have to have kavana and you have to know what you're doing and why you are doing it. So number one, there's a chiddush by these three mitzvahs that even if your mitzvahs ain't shichas kavanah, still you have to have kavanah. And number two, there's a chiddush that even the mandama mitzvah shichas kavanah, over here you're vaita gonna have to have kavanah. So it's a huge chiddush to Bach. Now the truth is, there's a major machloikas achrayim had to understand the Bach. There was a machloikas between the prima godim and then 100 years later by Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Laner in a Sefer Bekura Yaakov. The prima godim held that this Bach, again, this is mamish halacha l'maisa, this Bach only met l'katchila. He never meant it's ma'akiv to have this kavanah. He meant that this is only a l'katchila. The Bekuri Yaakov held no. It's not mashva that way from the Bach. Leman sounds like it's a ma'akiv. He throws in a line. He says, just like Rabbi Gamliel said in the Haggadah, Kol shalayam ha-shloish advarim halalu le'yatzei dei chayvasei be'pesach ve'elohim, pesach matzum mar. He says, I think it's the same exact thing. I think that's mamish what the Bach is saying. That this is not just a l'katchila, this is a ma'akiv. Now notice, over here the Chayyadam is not going to help you. Because what's the Chayyadam's Eitzah? Why are you doing it? Okay, you're right. It's clear I'm doing a L'shem Mitzvah. But I have to know why I'm doing it. For that, there's no Chayei Adam. So the bottom line is, this is the Chiddush of the Bach. The Bach says that the reason we're talking so much about whether we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer or whether we're passing like Rabbi Akiva, like, why is it such a big deal? Why does it matter so much who we're passing like? Oh, it matters. Because it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Deir Esnechem. This is one of the three mitzvahs where it says in the Torah the word L'man. Once it says the word L'man, that means you have to have Kavanah. Even if your whole mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavanah. And by the way, even if your mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah over there is a different type of Kavanah you have to have. Here, it's not enough that I have in mind I'm doing a L'shem Mitzvah. I have to know why I'm doing it. You have to literally learn the Tama Mitzvah, because otherwise it's a felt in the Kiyama Mitzvah. Now, according to Prima Gaudim, it's a din l'katchila. According to the Bikuri Yaakov, it's even going to be a din that's going to be Yaakov. But at the end of the day, that's why the Torah spoke so much about it, because this is something that's going to be Nogay. But the truth is, there's one other piece that's important to know as it relates to this halacha in the Bach. This is mamish halacha l'maisa. This one other piece, and that is quoted by the Mishnah Brura. And it's in the Chayei Adam, it's in Hilchas Sukkah, it's in Klal Kuf Mem Vav. So this is literally the opening remarks of the Chayei Adam in Hilchas Sukkah. He says as follows, Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Besukkah is Teshvu Zayin Yomim. L'man Yedu Deir Yiseichem, Ki Besukkah is Hashavti Es B'nei Yisrael, V'goymer Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Chayei Adam, Mitchila Ksiv Besukkah is Chaser. First, the first time it says in the Torah the word Besukkah, it says it Chaser. The Kan, and then the second time it says Besukkah Yisei Shafti, which is Moleh. Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesiris. We learned the Gemaras. But Abafreita Chayei Adam, at the end of the day, what's the Pshat? This is un-Chayei Adam-like. So if you thought the Torah was un-Torah-like in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, this Chayei Adam is un-Chayei Adam-like in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. So Lahayrois, the reason the Torah once wrote Sukkah Chaser and once Moleh is to teach us that Beis Minei Sukkah Sheyashvu. Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they really sat in two types of sukkahs. One was the sukkah shel Anani HaKavir, and the other one was sukkahs mamish. So says the Chayei Adam, that's why the Torah wrote one sukkahs chaser. One time he wrote sukkah male. The reason is, because really, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. Now, the truth is, it's always Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. Right? The Baskel that said the halacha is like Bezil said, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame, but we paskin like Bezil. Now, how could the halacha be like Beshame and Bezil? That's a good kasha. How could a sukkah that's gevoy l'mayel m'yaser mama be psula like the chachamim and ksheir like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a good question, above my pay grade. But the point is, there is a concept of Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. But over here, it's more. Here, the Chayei Adam brings it in halacha. He says that really, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were Anani HaKavod, of course. There were Sukkahs Mamish. Where else did they live? They didn't have houses. So obviously they had Sukkahs. So they were both true. And that's merumas in the fact that the Torah wrote Basukkahs Chaser and the Torah wrote Basukkahs Moleh. So we have a Chayei Adam that says that really when it says in the Torah, Ki Besukkahs Heshavti Es B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, even though we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but the Torah went out of its way to write the word Basukkahs Chaser and Moleh in two different ways to show that they're both negate. So says the Mishnah Brura, I'm going to put it all together. The Kosvu Achrenim, I'm reading from the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. She Yechavim Bi Yeshivas. When a person sits in a Sukkah, you should have in mind, She Tzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishnev Basukkah Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when a person sits in a Sukkah, you should have in mind that he's being Mekayim a Mitzvah of sitting in a Sukkah to remind himself of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Of what? The fact that we had sukkahs when we left Mitzrayim. V'kam, and also, Zeichel Anani HaKavod. He should also remind himself that Anani HaKavod. Sheikifam oz oleinu, lohogin oleinu min ashra v'hashemesh. So the Mishnah Brura brings the Bach, that says Leman means he's supposed to have the Kavanah, and he brings the Chayyadam, that says that it's not enough to have in mind Zechel Anani HaKavod, but you also have to have in mind Sukkot's Mamish. But then he also brings the Prima Gadim. This is only the Katchili, Paskins, Lekula, not like the Bekuri Yaakov that says that, but the Evid, if you don't have this Kavanah, you got to start all over again. No, it's only the Katchila, but the Evid's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah brings halacha lemaisa the very, very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah and Siman Tav Reish Chafeh, that it says in the Torah, L'man Yedu Deirei Seichem, so you have to have in mind, you have to know why you sat in a sukkah, and we have two dais in the Gemara, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, Sukkah's Mamish, and even though the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch says Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but on some level there was a Chayadam, others may have said this as well, that there's an idea of maybe we have to also be sensitive to Rabbi Akiva. So if we take the Bach and we merge it with the Chayyadam, what we have is that you have to sit down and have in mind not only the Anani HaKavod, but you have to have in mind all the Kamonis that go into Sukkot's Mamish as well. But then he says it's only Lekatchila, but B'dieved, if you don't have this in mind, it's going to be okay. But just to end with one Dvar Machshava, and that is, so the Chayyadam said that it says in the Torah Basuka it's chasur and it says it mole, which came up prominently in the sugyas that we've already learned. Basuka is chasur, yeshem lemisoyres, basuka is mole, yeshem lemikr. But the point is, it's written Basuka is chasur, Basuka is mole. And the Chayyadam says the reason is because one is coming to teach me Zeichel Anani HaKavod, and the other one is coming to teach me Sukkot's Mamish. But what the Chayyadam doesn't explain in this very, very short piece is which one of the basukas is Seichel Anani HaKavod, and which one of the basukas is Sukkot's Mamish. Is the Chasr Anani HaKavod, or is the Chasr Sukkot? Which one is which? That he didn't say. But it could be it's Pashit. There's a Gemara later in Masechta Sukkah, Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that on the Yontav of Sukkot, you have to sit in one sukkah. So whatever sukkah you pick your sukkah, you have to run with that for the entire yontif. You can't bounce from one sukkah to another. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says that if you want to be in another sukkah, it's fine. It's going to be okay. Zokta hafla, in his panim yafis, that yesh loyma, this machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, al lishita sayu, to the Gemara that we learned in Daf Yud Aleph on the base. You see, Rabbi Eliezer holds that why do we sin in a sukkah? Zeichel Anani HaKavod. He says the Anani HaKavod was one sukkah. It was one body of schach that covered all of Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasei holds sukkah achas. It has to be one sukkah because that's what Klal Yisrael had. It was the same Anani HaKavod yesterday and today and tomorrow and for all the years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had one cheftz of Anani HaKavod. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, who holds the why do you sit in a sukkah? Sukkah's mamish. See, he says every yid had his own sukkah. And not just that, even the yid that had his sukkah. Today he had one sukkah. Tomorrow he had another sukkah. The next day maybe he had another sukkah. It was the same sukkah that he was always putting up and down. Mechates, he says, daflos. I'm a stabber. The Anani HaKavod was one Anani HaKavod. One shtick Anani HaKavod. Whereas the sukkah was always a different sukkah. So Zokta, haflos, it's half of Rabbi Eliezer, she tells me that holds Eichel Anani HaKavod. So it was one sukkah that he had, the yid didn't had for the entire 40 years in the Midbar. So he had one sukkah. So Mimele, he holds, you have to be yoitz in the same sukkah from the beginning of the yontif to the end of the yontif. Whereas Rabbi Akiva that holds a sukkah's mamish, it's yitachin and it's mistabra, it wasn't the same sukkah. So if it wasn't the same sukkah, it's not okay. So l'chura, I think it's pashit. That's what the Chayyadam meant. It says basukah's chaser and it says basukah's male. Basukah's chaser is eicher, that's Anani HaKavod. That was the one sukkah. That was like that floor said. It was sukkah achas. It was the same sukkah from the beginning of the 40 years to the end of the 40 years. So it's my reading. That's the basukah's chaser. That's the zeichel Anani HaKavod. Whereas the basukah's, that's mole. That's the Lashon Rabbim. No chasukah. That's zeichel the sukkah's, like the floor said. So the basukah's chaser, that's the zeichel Anani HaKavod. And the basukah's mole, yesh loymar, that's the zeichel to the sukkah's mamish. So maybe just to end with one machshava. I saw somewhere, don't remember where, but somewhere I saw an interesting ha'ara. And that is, we're learning Masechta Sukkah, you think? It's called Masechta Sukkah in the singular. In the Torah, the Yontif of Sukkot is referred to as Chagas Sukkos. It's referred to in the plural. And the horror that I saw is that why is the Masechta called Sukkah in the singular? And why in the Torah is it referred to as Chagas Sukkos in the plural? So I was thinking that maybe you could say Pshat, Behektim, a well-known Vart, from the Heilige Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev, he asked a similar question. He says the Yontav HaPesach in the Torah is referred to as Chag HaMatzos. We don't refer to Pesach as, where are you going for Chag HaMatzos? No, where are you going for Pesach? Right, we refer to it as Pesach. It's not Chag HaMatzos, it's referred to as Pesach. And the Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, the Heilige Kedushas Levi, asked, he said, what's the pshat? How come the Torah is called Chag HaMatzos? And how can we refer to it as Chag HaPesach? So he said something, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, of course, was the great Malamud Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. So he said the pshat Zazoy. He said, because Matzah was what? Matzah was the idea that the Yidin, who had to leave Mitzrayim, we had to leave in a rush. We're going to go into a midbar. There was no food. There was nothing to drink. There was nothing there. And you would think that if you're going on a trip, you need to take a little tzedel aderech. But before the dough even had a time to rise, before you were even able to take a little bit of food with you, the Yidden were rushed out of Mitzrayim. See, he says the Eibishter referred to the Yontav as Chag HaMatzos. Because the reason is the Eibishter remembers the chesed urayich of Klal Yisrael. Lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah. This idea that when the Yidden were in the midbar, they didn't care about the fact they didn't have food, and it was Chag HaMatzos. They were willing to leave Mitzrayim, go on a journey someplace without even having food. They didn't even wait until the dough rose. Oh, but Klal Yisrael, when we come to the Yontif of Pesach, so we're not going to call it Chag HaMatzos, which brings out what we did, but rather what do we refer to the Yontif as Chag HaPesach? Al Shum Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came out, because Bechayrus, see, jumped over all the Jewish houses to make sure that none of the Yidden would be harmed. So Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev said the Eibishter referred to the Yontif as Chag HaMatzos because he wanted to bring out the godless of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael refers to the Yontif as Chag HaPesach to bring out the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking, Lamando Amar Zechel Anani HaKovid, it's Pasha, we understand the Yontif. It's a Yontif of Zechel, it was a miracle of Zechel Anani HaKovid, the Vilna Goyen said, V'rotziso banu, but that's what the Yontif is. Rabbi Akiva Ol Tzukas Mamish, what's that all about? What's Tzukas Mamish? What's Pasha Pshad and Tzukas Mamish? So if you look in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, they say that the Inyan is, Tzukas Mamish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Yidden, I want you to remember what a madrega you were on for all those years. That you left, you were in a midbar where it was dangerous, where you were exposed, and you were vulnerable, and you lived in a sukkah for 40 years. And it's an idea of Zacharti lo chesen urayich ahavas kluloi soyach lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah. Just like the matzah, the Kedushas Levi said, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to remember the madrega we were on. It's an idea of chesen urayich lechtech acharai b'midbar. That's what Sukkos Mamish is. As I state in kama v'kama svarim HaKadoshim. So if that's the case, the Yesh Shloim, it's Mamish the Kedushas Levi. You see, the Torah, when it refers to the Yontif of Sukkos, so what does it refer to? It refers to Sukkos. Sukkos is Lashon Rabbim. Sukkos Lashon Rabbim, like the Afla said, that's Sukkos Mamish. Sukkos Lashon Rabbim, like the Chayi Adam said, that it's Sukkos Mamish Zecher. It's Zecher L'Sukkos Mamish. Because the Eibishter referred to the Yontif, Zecher L'Sukkos Mamish. So Chartiloch. But when the Tanaim sat down to write the Masechta, they didn't call it Masechta Sukkos. We called it Masechta Sukkah because we wanted to remember the one Sukkah. Zeicha l'anane yakovid. Zeicha to the nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Zeicha to the idea that even after the Chet Egel, not only was it Vayayim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, but it was Atta B'chartoni Mikolahav and Mahavto Esonu V'rotzisa Bono. That they just wanted us back. That's what we're remembering. And that's why we refer to it, not Sukkos B'Loshen Rabbim, but we refer to it as Sukkah B'Loshen Yochid, like the Hafla said, and like the Chayyada maybe meant. That Sukkah B'Loshen Yochid is a zecher to the Anani HaKavod.